Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second, the first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third, the left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Clint Conitzer. Batting seventh, the catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Voisel. And now, play ball. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin misplays the ball. That's an error on Verbin. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Clint Conitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conitzer. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon catches it and throws to second with Dark covering, to double up Pafko. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pavko. Massey moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel bunts for an out. Massey scores. Sturgeon moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Pavko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. There goes Elliott. The throw from Skeffing to Smalley, and Elliott is out. Two outs. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verbin moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verbin scores. One out. It's 3-1, Braves. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pavko hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. the Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-0 in the game. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike McCormick now playing center field. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-1 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Dark reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Dark scores. It's 4-1, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy fires to first and picks off Elliott. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verbin moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Verbin scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Braves. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pavko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pavko moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. It's 5-2, Braves. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0 for 1 in the game. Voisel hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 3 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 2 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Braves. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-2 in the game. Voisel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-4 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Skeffing reaches second base with a double. Nicholson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Braves. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeffing moves to third. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Ralph Hamner. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.